West Virginia is dealing with more heavy rain and the threat of flash floods today after devastating floods over the last several days that have led to at least 23 deaths, most of them in the small town of Raynell. Joining us now is the mayor of Raynell, Andy Pendleton. And Mayor, we're so sorry for what you're going through and, of course, the loss of lives. What's the situation there right now?
Our town's in a horrible shape right now. All the businesses, the water rushed through all of our businesses downtown area, and all the homes are flooded and pretty much in destructive stage. We have the National Guard on hand now. People are removing things out of their homes, and they're cleaning up the sites. It's a slow process, but it's a necessary process to do correct. And our power came back on yesterday evening, but it's not on down where the flood stage is. And the water system is barely up. We had a $2.6 million loan to help our drinking water situation. It was completed this December, and the water got in the water plant. Right now, we did get the water turned on, but it's just a little bit of water coming through, but we have some major leaks throughout the area.
Well, and I was reading some of the people in Raynell talking about what it's like there right now. I see a quote here, "The people that are left here in Raynell don't have much, and what they did have, everybody just lost."
We're hoping to rebuild. Years ago, John Rain came to our town, him and his brother Tom, during the 1933 Depression. The quotation was, because it was the world's largest lumber mill here, was his town built to carry on. We've got it as our motto anyway, but we're going to stand back. This is going to be a town built to carry on because the people of the town. And actually, people from out of state and all over are coming to help us. We've got a big tractor trailer coming in from Texas to help us. We have people coming with plaster. We need building spaces to provide for everything that's coming in.
But of course the rain keeps coming as well. So what's the danger at this point with the continuing floods?
Oh, the debris is terrible. It is absolutely just heart-wrenching. We've had a rough time with unemployment lately and the coal miners out of work, and this breaks the heart.
It's hard to even talk about. Yeah.
Yes. People are great. They're smiling. They want to know when FEMA's coming. They're anxiously waiting for FEMA. I guess they're waiting for an instant miracle, which I would too. When they came in from the floods, we had shelters, and the shelters got flooded. It is flooded where it had flooded before. They came in with wet clothes, and we didn't have any clothes for them, but we had a school bus that came, and up above us, about 30 miles away, we sent 6 bus loads out to Anstead Baptist Church and Sunday Road Baptist Church and gave them showers and clothed them and gave them food. This is the people that we have around here that help out. We love our people here, and we love the surrounding area. We've got to stay strong.
Well, we hope you get all the things you need as you go through this difficult time. Mayor Pendleton, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you.
God bless you all, and thank you for caring.